This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I just heard on the news that Silent Night turns 200 years old. That song, Silent Night, oh my gosh, it's like one of my favorite ones. Silent Night. I also like Noche de Paz. I like doing it in Spanish. I think it's like one of my favorite Christmas songs. So, it's about 200 years old. That's very interesting. I'm looking up right now in Wikipedia. It was composed back in 1818 by Franz Xaver Gruber to lyrics by Joseph Moore in a small town of Obendorf B. Salzburg, Austria. And I guess it has been declared an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2011. I guess the song was first performed on Christmas Eve, 1818, at St. Nicholas Parish Church in Obendorf, a village in the Austrian Empire on the Salzach River in present-day Austria. My grandfather was from Vienna. So my grandfather's from Vienna. My grandmother was from Germany. Both their families escaped during the Holocaust and World War II to make it to Israel, where they met. And then they had my dad. And then my dad later made it to America and met my mom and had me. So I got I'm technically a quarter Austrian. And it was a young priest, Father Joseph Moore, who had come to the Obendorf the year before. He had written the lyrics to the song Still Nacht in 1816. Which is like Still Night or Silent Night. That was in Mariafar, the hometown of his father in the Salzburg-Lungau region. Very cool. And then the melody was composed by Franz, a schoolmaster and organist in the nearby village of Arnsdorf. And before Christmas Eve, Moore brought the words to Gruber and asked him to compose a melody and a guitar accompaniment for the Christmas Eve Mass. It is unknown what inspired him to write the lyrics and what prompted him to create a new carol. But I guess they made the song, and then people liked it, and then they were singing it around Christmas, and it became a favorite. Now they say, over the years, the original manuscript has been lost. Oh, see, I love collecting antiques. If I could get a hold of the Silent Night, but you know what? Whenever you write a song, I've written songs. Whenever you do that, it's usually little scratch. You know, it's usually something. I mean, nowadays I'd use pencil. I can erase and scratch if it's pen. I just mark things off and whatever. It's not really a beautiful piece of paper. Just like a, well, I don't know about Julia Child's recipes. I have to remember what I saw at the Smithsonian. I forget. But a true song that's been written has a lot of edits on that sheet. So if you guys are ever buying, you know, something historical, and you see a Silent Night, Holy Night, you know, all written beautifully with the bars and the notes and the stanzas all perfectly script. No, that's not authentic. Right? Because, you know, usually lyrics are written separately and they're written on a piece of paper and they're whatever. So, what are some of the most famous or the most popular Christmas songs? Well, obviously White Christmas is a biggie. White Christmas, the Alvin the Chipmunk song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I don't like that song. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. I don't really like that one. Jingle Bell Rock. I love Jingle Bell Rock. Here Comes Santa Claus. I like that one, too. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That's a famous one. Little Drummer Boy is beautiful. I really like Noel. Oh, Holy Night. Come All Ye Faithful. Those are, like, some of my favorite. I think the ones that are really deep with meaning and the ones that Celine Dion sings, all right, are, like, some of my favorite. Mariah Carey made a couple really, really famous. All I Want for Christmas Is You and Baby, Please Come Home. Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. That's okay. Not my favorite. So This Is Christmas. That one, I think, became famous also. John Lennon. Frosty the Snowman is pretty cool. Not the most, you know, religious, but beautiful song. But it's cool. It's something that, you know, kids can sing. Please Come Home for Christmas from the Eagles. One of my favorites. Bells will be singing the sad, sad news. Throw some blues into any Christmas song, and you got me. I love it. Feliz Navidad, very, very high up. Feliz Navidad is huge. Santa Baby's a big one. You know what's another real famous one is the one where it's a baby, it's cold outside. It's like the guy, you know, wants her to, like, you know, spend the night, you know, and have another cigarette. Yeah. Okay. That I love listening to songs created years ago where they're really not that politically correct, but you listen to them now and you're like, okay, that's still kind of cute. You know, he's trying to tell her she'll get pneumonia and die, right? If she leaves. Blue Christmas, awesome. Holly Jolly Christmas, also famous. So there's a lot of really good songs out there. But for those of you that have any sort of, shall we say, radio use in your car and you just don't, you know, Pandora it, I would strongly urge you to, you know, just once this Christmas season, make sure you listen to this Christmas music because it just makes you feel good. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR. If you don't listen to it, I'll be singing it. You guys do not want me to sing, right? You know, you'll get pneumonia and die. You do not want me to be singing Christmas songs. Oh, I love Christmas songs. All right. So, let us okay, so when we come back, because we're coming back on break, there's a hospital in Hawaii, I believe in Kona, that apparently is dealing with a highly contagious scabies outbreak. And then we're also finding that older women aren't as healthy as men. Now, you would think older women outlive men. So why are older women less healthy than older men? We'll talk about why. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877. Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
DOC DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Hawaii is beautiful. There's multiple islands. And on the big island, you have a couple major cities. You have Hilo and Kona. Kona was the first city I ever went to when I went to Hawaii. It wasn't Honolulu and Oahu. It wasn't Kauai or Maui. It was Kona. And Kona has beautiful black sand from the volcanic ash and rock. And so Kona has an active volcano, as we have, Kona does, as well as, well, actually, the Big Island does near Hilo. And that's what we had been seeing all summer long with that eruption. But you still have a lot of active volcanic activity, and you know the sand with the black, it's beautiful. It's a sight you have to see. Well, Kona Community Hospital, unfortunately, has announced an outbreak of scabies. That was on November 19th, according to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. It's currently unclear how many people have been impacted by the scabies outbreak, which the hospital reportedly confirmed after a number of individuals reported that they were experiencing similar symptoms. They say we're still in the middle of the outbreak, so it's definitely not over yet. They say I don't have totals of numbers, but probably won't until at least 6 to 8 weeks out. So a person familiar with the matter, who asked to remain anonymous, told West Hawaii Today that more than 50 hospital employees have been diagnosed with scabies. Now, the hospital declined to identify the source of the outbreak, but the hospital said that it followed proper protocols and is working alongside the Hawaii Department of Health to notify and treat any patients, visitors, or staff who may have been exposed to a highly contagious skin condition. Now, where the irony is, I don't know if you guys see this, but scabies outbreaks you'll usually see in homeless populations, you'll see in jails, etc. You rarely see this in hospital settings because of all the cleaning and the precautions that hospital workers take. So for 50 hospital employees to get exposed to scabies, that means something is going wrong. The hospital said it followed proper protocols and is working alongside the Hawaii Department of Health to notify and treat any patients, visitors, or staff who may have been exposed. They say all staff were also notified of the situation immediately and provided with education. Now, scabies, we'll talk about a little bit. It's this little human itch, little mite, okay? It burrows into the upper layer of the skin, lays eggs, and then you get this intense itching and this rash because it's a reaction to the mite eggs. And it's very contagious because you spread by contact, but it's usually prolonged skin-to-skin contact. It does spread where close body and skin contact is frequent. So you can have sex with somebody and get it. Or you could sit next to somebody and get it. But we're talking close skin-to-skin. That mite has to be able to bounce from one to another. Now, the mites can live on a person for a month or two if left untreated, according to the health agency. You can get rid of scabies mites through scabicides, products that are, you know, prescribed. Kills the mites and the eggs. But this is just a little odd that it's at a hospital and hospital employees. Where are hospital employees doing skin-to-skin contact? I mean, even during a code, we still need our space. You got somebody at the head, right, bagging oxygen. You got somebody near the IV pushing, you know, medications. You have somebody doing chest compressions. You have somebody working the paddles. I still don't know where the skin on skin. So scabies, it's this skin condition. It's very itchy from a tiny burrowing mite called Sarcoptes scabii. Intense itching occurs in the area where the mite burrows. And the funny thing is you have itching more at night. Now, scabies is contagious, can spread quickly through a close physical contact in a family, childcare group, school class, nursing home, or prison. Scabies is contagious, and doctors often recommend for entire families or contact groups. They didn't finish the sentence. Looks like there's a typo in there from Mayo Clinic, but probably everybody gets treated. Scabies can be readily treated. You apply the medication to your skin. It kills the mites and the eggs. However, the reason why you itch is it's a reaction, an inflammatory reaction. So you could, even after the scabies is dead, you could still have itching for weeks. So the itching is, even though you could have it all day long, it's usually worse at night. You get these little baby blisters or bumps, but there's usually little burrow tracks. So when we look with a microscope, we'll look at it in the webs of your fingers, and we'll see these little burrows, these little, we'll see these little tracks that where the mite went in, burrowed in, and then laid their egg. So we'll see these little lines. So you can see it between the fingers, you can see it in the armpits, you can see it around the waist, along the insides of the wrists, on the inner elbows, on the soles of the feet. You can see it around the breasts, around the male genital area, buttocks, knees, etc. Now, also with babies, you got to watch their scalp, the palms of their hands, the soles of their feet. And so they say, if you've had scabies before, signs and symptoms may develop within a few days, but if you've never had it, it could take 6 weeks. 6 weeks. So we want you treated right away. They're actually eight-legged mites. The female mite burrows underneath the skin, makes a tunnel, deposits the eggs. When the eggs hatch, the mite larvae work their way to the surface of your skin. Then they can mature and spread to other areas of your skin or other people's skin. Like I said, the itching is from your allergic reaction to it. So we got to clean the clothes, bedding, all that. Make sure it doesn't touch your animals. Now, why is it bad? Well, the problem is now you have open areas on your skin, so now you can get infection like impetigo, strep, staph bacteria could get in there. So impetigo is usually caused by staph, but you could also get strep bacteria in there. And so if you have chronic health conditions, that's not good. You know, you don't want bugs on you. There's also the crusted scabies called Norwegian scabies. They make the skin very crusty and scaly, also very contagious, harder to treat. They say normally somebody with scabies has about 10 to 15 mites, but somebody with crusted scabies may have millions. So you got to clean all the clothes and linens, real hot, soapy water, wash all clothing, towels, bedding used within 3 days before beginning treatment. Then you got to dry it with high heat. Then let's say you can't wash stuff at home. They say take it to a dry cleaner, but let the dry cleaner know, of course. And then they say you can starve the mites. Consider placing items you can't wash in a sealed plastic bag, leaving it in the garage for a couple weeks. Mites will die after a few days without food. But again, this is just so odd that it's a hospital. Now, mind you, you know, when I took care of patients in the hospital, you had, many of them that might have been homeless or, you know, from jails or from certain facilities, they didn't have as aggressive a cleaning as, you know, other people that may be, you know, may in, you know, their homes get. And so, yes, there are many times you can be exposed. But it's if the healthcare provider, nurse, staff gets exposed, how did it touch, you know, unless they had seen a whole bunch of people that came in with scabies and then all those workers got exposed individually. But it's just a little odd. So we'll let you know more. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say there's a study that reveals why older women are less healthy than older men. They say genes that act late in life can explain why women have poorer health than men in older age. Scientists have long wondered why older women are less healthy. And they think, according to University of Exeter scientists, say it's intralocus sexual conflict, genes that benefit one sex but harm the other. I guess they use mathematical models, experimental data, and I guess we share some genes. But some genes do more for one and less for another. They say certain genes will make a good male but a bad female and vice versa. However, after females reach menopause, they no longer reproduce to pass on their genes, which means selection on females is greatly weakened. So after that point, any genes that improve late life male fitness will accumulate, even if they harm female fitness. So I guess what they're doing, and again, they used math, and even though I took a lot of math and I'm good at math, I have a tough time with math and science. My guess is what they're saying is if a woman can't reproduce, but a man can, and there's a beneficial gene that a man has, it's going to get passed. But for a female, a gene that may benefit her and allow her to live to that age may not get passed because she doesn't reproduce. See, it's a little tricky like that. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says the Republican-led House is ready to authorize several billion dollars for a massive border wall. Ryan's main question was whether the Senate would follow suit. The government runs out of money on December 7th, and President Trump is requesting $5 billion for a border wall in any funding bill. Now, regarding funding or not funding a border wall, Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox one thing.
We are a nation that has always welcomed immigrants. We continue to welcome immigrants. We want to welcome immigrants into the United States. There has to be a process for immigration, a process that controls the number of people, who they are, we know more about them.
The Department of Justice is going after some international computer hackers and scammers. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced today that two Iranian men have been indicted by a federal grand jury.
The defendants allegedly hijacked victims' computers and shut them down until the victims paid a ransom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Just so pretty. All right, we are back on the Doctor Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This story has made headlines, and I want to talk about it real quickly. Apparently, there's a gentleman, I believe he's about 37 years old, whose legal dispute with the state of Indiana could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, I guess it started out a little bit as a joke. He said, I joked about it in the beginning. Hey, maybe I could change the law, or maybe this will go all the way to the Supreme Court. But he told the Washington Examiner, first it was just a joke, but now, no. 37-year-old wants to bring his case to the Supreme Court, who's going to hear an argument, when the state of Indiana seized his 2012 Land Rover. Now, why would the state of Indiana seize his Land Rover? Because he had used it to transport heroin and route drug deals with undercover police. They say his case Tyson Timbs, has brought together a diverse coalition of very odd bedfellows, like the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, allied with the Conservative Americans for Prosperity and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The court will be tasked then with deciding whether the Eighth Amendment Excessive Fines Clause applies to the states under the 14th Amendment, which says states cannot deprive everyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So the guy uses his truck for heroin deals, and it gets taken away, but the value of the truck was more than, I believe, what he was fined. The Eighth Amendment provides excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. The question whether it's incorporated really boils down, they say, to whether state and local governments can excessively sanction you economically, and whether there is any constitutional backstop preventing state and local prosecutors from taking everything you own. That's according to Sam Gedge, a lawyer with the Institute for Justice, who represents Timbs. Now, Timbs' case dates back more than 5 years, when he received roughly $73,000 from a life insurance payout after his father's death in 2012. He used the money to purchase a Land Rover for $42,000. But then he spent the remaining proceeds on drugs. They say after the money from the life insurance policy ran dry, Tim sold heroin on two separate occasions, driving the Land Rover in one of those instances to undercover police officers. So while on the way to a third transaction in May 2013, he was pulled over. So he works as a machinist in a factory. He pleaded guilty in 2015 to one count of dealing in a controlled substance, was sentenced to 1 year of home detention, 5 years of probation, and also had to pay court fees and fines, totally $1,200. Now, he entered rehab, but this is interesting. Apparently, he said his addiction grew from a reliance on painkillers, described for a foot condition that he had. So, he's been through rehab, but he blames the doctor's prescriptions for why he ended up doing this. And I'm a little nervous about drug dealers blaming their primary care provider, right, for their actions. But he got addicted. It happens. So he entered rehab, has been clean for 3 years, according to his lawyer. He has participated in his county substance abuse task force, has met with inmates in the local county jail. He says, I started to live like a regular human. I'm finally starting looking forward to planning the rest of my life, hopefully get married in the next year or two. Things have been really good. And good for him. Good. But following his arrest, the state of Indiana moved to take Tim's Land Rover through civil forfeiture, which allows law enforcement to seize property if they suspect it's tied to criminal activity. See, that's what I thought. I thought if there's a house that had a meth lab in it, or if there's a car that was used in drug deals, I thought the government confiscates it. I thought the government confiscates anything that was related to something that was, you know, illegal. Because if it's tied to something illegal, another owner could then be unfortunately tied to it as well. It has to be either completely revamped or cleaned out or whatever. So the Land Rover still remains in the state's possession. Timbs and his aunt share her vehicle. They say she has to take the city bus to kidney dialysis appointments 3 days a week. So because they share a vehicle, she has to actually take a bus to her dialysis appointments. I don't understand why she can't take her own car, because he probably uses it maybe for work. So after Timbs was convicted, a trial court found that while he is a Land Rover for transport heroin back to Marion, Indiana, where he lives with his aunt, forfeiture of the vehicle would be grossly disproportional to the gravity of his offense and unconstitutional under the excessive fines clause. And yes, the ACLU is helping him. Judge Jeffrey Todd of the Grant County Superior Court wrote that Timbs' vehicle was worth roughly four times the maximum monetary fine of $10,000 the state could have levied against him. A divided panel of three judges of the Indiana Court of Appeals agreed, finding the forfeiture of the Land Rover would be unconstitutionally excessive. The Indiana Supreme Court unanimously reversed the lower court's decision, ruling that the U.S. Supreme Court has never held that the states are subject to the excessive fines clause. So, the nation's highest court now is going to seek to address that on Wednesday. So his case actually went to the Supreme Court. ACLU wrote, on his side helping him, and as well as some others, Southern Poverty Law Center, Fines and Fees Justice Center. They also did a friend of the court brief filed with the Supreme Court. But the reason why I bring this up is a couple things. Number one is, one of the first things that gets brought up is, yeah, I got addicted to painkillers because of my doctor prescribing them. And you know, there's just this feeling, this sense that people have that we doctors are forcing narcotics down your throat. If you are in pain and you ask for pain medication, yes, we in the past would give you pain medication. But you don't come into us when you could use simple Tylenol or ibuprofen, and we don't say, ooh, we want you, ha, 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 taking narcotics, ha, 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 ha. And I mean, we don't do that. Which means when somebody says, and I get, a doctor and a medical provider needs to explain to you the addictive potential. I get that. But, and usually we do. But somebody has to actively come in and keep asking for them to get them. We're not putting a gun to your head telling you you have to take the medication. Nobody in the medical profession ever says, oh, the narcotics are good for you. The only time I have ever said you might want to, you know, think about taking the pain medication is those who get a rib fracture and who are afraid to take a big deep breath because it's going to hurt. Because I said, look, if you're in pain, you're not going to breathe. And then you could get a pneumonia. Rib fractures could kill you, not from the fracture, but from the pneumonia. So if you're in pain and you don't want to breathe, you better make sure your pain is controlled so you can breathe. That's the only time I have been a little bit more encouraging of somebody getting their pain in control. But, this idea that, well, yeah, you know, I had a foot issue and, you know, the doctor got me addicted to pain medications. Really? I mean, I just don't buy that. And then the other, this whole issue of excessive fines and excessive judgments and excessive things. Look at what happened to the Chipotle manager. She gets fired, crucified all over the media, because she didn't want to give free food to somebody who she recognized as a dine and dasher. Now, she got her job back. But, you know, we have all these rules in place, you know, for the government not confiscating, you know, your property, which is good. But then on the other hand, we have people that could lose their whole livelihood because of, you know, a misrepresentation in the media. It just doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the HIV epidemic, they said, in Eastern Europe has seen its highest ever rate of infection. And the United Nations AIDS Agency, UNAIDS, warned in July that complacency was starting to stall the fight against the global epidemic. And the pace of progress is not matching what it is neat, what is needed. Get this, 130,000 people were newly diagnosed with HIV last year in Eastern Europe. Last year. Highest rate ever for the region. They say the number of infected skyrocketed in one half of the continent. The number of new cases in Western Europe, however, has declined, according to a report from the World Health Organization. This according to The Sun. The European Union and European Economic Area countries saw a reduction in 2017 rates, mainly driven by a 20% drop since 2015 among men who have sex with men. Now, what could also be getting credit for that is Truvada, or the PrEP medication that helps prevent HIV exposure, even though it's still not 100%. But they say 160,000 people were diagnosed in Europe with HIV, which can turn into AIDS, according to data from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, the ECDC, and the World Health Organizational Regional Office. Now, according to Zusana Jakob, director of the World Health Organization Regional Office, said it's hard to talk about good news in the face of another year of unacceptably high numbers of people infected with HIV. And that is something you kind of see in the media, which is tough. You know, we can't say, all right, you know, good job in Western Europe and in America, you know, doing a better job at education and condoms and PrEP and HIV prevention when you have another area of the country that's unfortunately, you know, succumbing to an illness more than it should. They say, with efforts to prevent new HIV infections are gradually showing signs of progress, we are not on course, they say, to meet the 90-90-90 targets by the 2020 deadline. They say, my call to government, ministers, and health and decision makers is bold, scale up your response. To support people living with HIV and protect those at higher risk of infection, we need to have a fast-track action by tailoring interventions. Well, here's the thing, okay? This complacency that they're talking about, I don't know if so much it's a complacency. I mean, there's so much fish to fry these days. You got flu that's killing. We got possibly another Ebola epidemic. We had Zika just a couple years ago. And there's also fatigue that happens with these campaigns. So, like, for example, remember in the 80s, those commercials with the scrambled eggs? This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. You know, they scrambled the eggs. Okay, well, that worked. I mean, that was like, whoa, that first week. But then it just got old. You know, I hear kids still, and it was an old commercial. Remember, I've fallen and I can't get up? I hear young kids still these days making jokes. I've fallen and I can't get up. And you're like, do you understand what that means? Do you understand what that intervention was for? What that, you know, older people. Oh, I go, so, you know, if grandma falls, she can't get up and she could starve to death or bleed to death or die. Yeah, you know, the problem is once something continually gets bombarded, you know, into your senses, you start to kind of get numb to it. And so with HIV, it's always been about condoms, you know, avoid, you know, unprotected sex, share needles, etc. I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But do they really get it? And so what you need to do is reinvent the message. Still the same message, but reinvent new ways. I mean, look at what happened with the tobacco crisis. What they decided to do was show people who were emaciated or cachectic or completely devoid of a lot of weight and fat around their face and bodies, looking very, very skinny, or people that had a trach, had to have a hole in their trachea to help them breathe, and they put those graphic images up. Now, as much as I hated seeing that, and I thought it was kind of unconstitutional to have a store forced to put those up there if they sell cigarettes, it's like, do you force a store to put up a mangled, you know, child that was, you know, mutilated in a drunk driving car accident? Do you have to put those pictures up if you're selling beer? You know, I still think the way we tackled tobacco wasn't technically the most constitutional and fair. But it worked, so everybody's like, okay, it worked, yeah, it worked, but now we have a whole bunch of people vaping, and we have obesity on the rise. But again, I'd rather people not smoke. But when it comes to, where was I going with that? I apologize. I know, I went off on a tangent. So we were talking about the HIV, we were talking about, oh yeah, so the message. That was pretty effective, those pictures of people who were pretty, you know, ill. But then after a few weeks, that's done. So if we want to limit HIV, we may have to, you know, put that message out. But here's the problem, okay? One is we have social media and these sex apps, these dating apps, which are pretty exciting and easy and really allows you to hook up. The other thing that everybody is forgetting is marijuana is legal. Marijuana being legal can help us a lot of ways with medical breakthroughs and in terms of people with their pain. But medical marijuana will numb your message. So some people smoking marijuana may be like, yeah, let's do it. I don't have a condom. It doesn't matter. I'm good. I'm chill. People may be less likely to use condoms if they smoke marijuana. People may be less worried about the warnings. You know, there's been ample studies saying people who smoke marijuana are more likely to smoke regular cigarettes. And you're like, well, is it because they're already smoking something and so they like the feel or the taste? Maybe it's just also that, you know, when you diminish your anxiety about stuff, you're like, not a big deal. It's all good. So I don't know if anybody's ever bringing that up, that maybe the legalization of marijuana is causing an increase in STDs. You know, one of the largest, most fastest growing groups of individuals having STDs is the geriatric population. And the geriatric population also has the is skyrocketing in terms of their marijuana use. So maybe it's related. Now, the World Health Organization's European region is made up of 53 countries with a combined population of 900 million. We're being told that 37 million people worldwide have HIV. And within their region, this 160,000, that's a pretty stark number. That's a high number. They say 130,000 new cases found in the eastern part of Europe was a 68% rate of increase since 2008. And 59% of the new cases were from heterosexual transmission. So this isn't just men who have sex with men issue. Heterosexuals spread HIV. And when somebody is diagnosed with it, that's usually because they have symptoms. So what about all the people out there that don't know they have it? It's an underrepresentation. Use condoms. Be careful with the hookups. Try not to have sex while you're on marijuana. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All right, have a good night.
Hearing a lot about CBD these
right,
days?
You do.
Yes,
bye.
But which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.